Cecilia strolled into Sweet Delight's bridge compartment, trailed by the two young soldiers. Sirkin sat at the navigation console, looking scared. Brunn perched where Petrus usually sat, looking excited. Cecilia could not tell who was in charge, and was annoyed with herself for not knowing what all the insignia and markings were. Cecilia had had no direct experience with the military until she hired Harris. Now she watched as the young man with two comma-shaped bits of metal on his collar organized his crew and set about carrying out Harris's orders. He looked to be Ronnie's age, or perhaps a few years older, she couldn't tell, but he had a hard-edged quality unlike her nephew's. Not courage, exactly. Ronnie was brave. But a definition, a focus, as if he were carved out of a single hard material by a sharp tool. So were the rest. She had noticed that with Harris's old crew, but assumed it was the result of the ordeals they'd been through as a result of Lupescu. And they had been cordial to her once they knew her. Even Oblo. Of course, she'd never seen them in anything but civilian ship suits. They all wore RSS gray, with sleeve and shoulder patches and marks that meant something to them and nothing to her. Most seemed very young, but the one sitting where she remembered Oblo had a grizzled fringe around the margin of his bald head.
Your Lady Cecilia. I'm Junior Lieutenant Farrow. Jig Farrow is the more common way to say it. Commander Serrano says you offered to help out.
I presented her with a dilemma, is what you and she both mean. There's bound to be something simple that you need done. Watching gauges or something.
Wish I knew her better. How she thinks. What she thinks you might do.
That I can help you with. I've worked with her for a couple of years now.
Oh, you were part of her, cover?
I don't think I should discuss it. Especially when I haven't the faintest idea what Harris actually said and did.
Oh, no. Sir, of course not. Sorry. But feel free, ma'am, to advise me whenever you have any insight into Commander Serrano's wishes.
I will.
Cecilia sorted rapidly through the little she had heard or read about covert operations and fleet procedures. If Harris had been fooling her, then what would this youngster think she was? All that came to mind was the explanation for the officer's misuse of sir. In the military, officers of both sexes were called sir, which meant that for some reason he thought she was an officer. Odd. Surely he would have some sort of list which proved she wasn't. But his mistake could be useful.
For one thing, I can tell you that Commander Serrano found Brigdis Sirkin a most accomplished navigator. She said often that Sirkin should have been fleet.
Yes, sir, she told us. Says Sirkin has special knowledge of this ship's capabilities.
So does Brunn. She's been working with Mahari, I believe it is, and Oblo.
The bald man turned to face her.
That civilian kid has been working with Methlin Mahari, and Janice, and Oblo?
Cecilia had expected them to know Harris's name, but the others, as far as she knew, had been enlisted. Enlightenment came just before she made a fool of herself. Fox hunters knew fox hunters, and stud grooms knew stud grooms. Of course, Harris's top people would have their own fame.
Mahari. Tallish woman, blonde, green eyes. Yes. Brunn, didn't you tell me she'd, prodded you through some level of weapons certification?
Yes, Lady Cecilia.
Brunn's eyes sparkled. Whatever else happened, she was having a marvelous time.
What level?
Spec 3rd.
And what did Oblo have you doing?
Well, we only got up to 2nd on account of Captain Serrano asked me to spend more time with Arcadi.
A short nod and a glance at Jig Farrow, who was almost prancing from foot to foot. The communications board lit, and the bald man touched the controls, then moved back to clear the pickups for the captain. Kutsudis appeared on screen, with Oblo behind him.
Let me speak to Sirkin and Brunn, please, Captain Farrow.
Right away.
Farrow sidled along the arc of the bridge, making room for Sirkin and Brunn to squeeze past, into range of the pickups.
We need to enable the alternate beacon IDs. Brunn, you remember how I showed you the lockout sequences?
Yes, you...
And you'll want them all in readiness. You'll be switching them at your captain's order. Is Caesar there?
The bald man leaned toward the pickups now.
Yo, Oblo.
She doesn't know how to set up that kind of switching, so give her a hand. She's a quick learner, and she does know the lockout's cold.
Right. Priority?
Yesterday. Now, Sirkin.
Yes.
Brigdis, Serrano wants you as primary nav for the yacht because you know the, special capabilities for FTL insertions and exits. As well, do you remember that little packet I gave you to take downside?
Yes, I have it.
Good. Set it beside your main nav board, right under the shift control. It is not, repeat, not, to be activated by anyone but yourself. And that is Commander Serrano's direct order. Is that clear?
Sir!
It's keyed to you anyway, but just in case one of those others gets too curious, it can blow the entire navigation board if you upset it. Hands off. You do remember the activation code, don't you?
Yes, it's...
Don't repeat it. Just use it when it's time.
Cecilia could see that this mysteriousness gave Brunn and Sirkin more prestige with the military, but why? Then Kutsudas appeared to see her for the first time.
Sorry, sir. Didn't recognize you for a moment.
As if anyone else could be mistaken for her. And he knew perfectly well she wasn't a sir. She was the civilian who hadn't even wanted him aboard.
Lady Cecilia, I believe Commander Serrano would like to speak to you.
Again?
But Harris was there now, looking at her with an expression half concerned and half gleeful. Damn the woman. She was looking forward to this battle.
Lady Cecilia, Captain Farrow has been instructed to give you every consideration. You have my authorization for the necessary decisions.
What necessary decisions?
But Cecilia could tell that this was not the time. If she was a fleet officer who had been pretending to be a civilian, she should know that already.
Thank you, Captain Serrano. I presume that our primary objective remains...
As it was. When the time comes for you to jump out of the system, don't hesitate.
Cecilia blinked.
Should that be necessary, I'll have a word with your aunt.
You do that. Now I need to speak with Captain Farrow. Captain, let Sirkin show you the critical jump distances. We've put her into jump much closer than the usual. It's part of the non-standard equipment aboard. You've got the information from Janice and Meharry on weapons capability?
Yes, sir.
Remember to change the beacon IDs based on your determination of the situation once the CH splits up. Give them as many different vectors as you can.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Cecilia could tell that Harris wished she had her own hands on the controls. She herself wished she could see Harris on the bridge of the cruiser. It must be a sight. But the woman couldn't ride two horses at once. She had to let go the reins of this one. She moved back into pickup range.
We'll do fine, Captain Serrano. I have every confidence in Captain Farrow.
For some reason, that made Harris look bug-eyed for a moment.
Well, then, I'll expect acknowledgement when the last orders go out.
Captain Farrow insisted that they were off duty for the next 6 hours, and they went back to Cecilia's suite to relax.
Do you have any idea what Harris is up to?
Cecilia rubbed her temples.
Aside from fighting off an invading fleet, not a clue in this world. I'm so far behind I can't even hear the hounds. I didn't even know that an RSS battle group was here, let alone that she'd taken command of it. I was down there touring breeding farms and getting into a row with Marsha and Poots.
Oh, Lady Cecilia, you're incredible. Didn't they tell you at the shuttle port?
I suppose the man tried. He kept talking about no round-trip tickets, but of course I didn't want a round-trip ticket. I kept telling him I had a ship here and would be leaving the system. Would you please explain?
Oh, Ronnie's so lucky to have an aunt like you. Well, briefly, our Captain Serrano discovered that the captain of the cruiser and some of the others were traitors, planning to help the Benignity take the Xavier system. And she and Petrus figured out that they had to get command of the ships. So, they got invited aboard.
How?
I don't know, but I know she took Petrus, Methlin, Arcadi, and Oblo with her, and the next thing we heard, she was in command. Kutsudas told me before he transferred to the cruiser that the traitors were dead. The cruiser's command computer accepted her.
But she's not in fleet anymore. How could she?
I don't know, I said. She and her old crew had their heads together, sent Brig and me away, said we shouldn't be party to it, so we couldn't be blamed later. She meant us to go downside and take care of you. I know that was a bit silly. You don't need taking care of. But that's why we don't know what she did exactly. I think I can find out. There's a couple of these new people that will let it slip if I hang out with them.
I'm sure they will. And meantime, I'll try to be inscrutable.
Inscrutability came easier when she really did know nothing,